Audio Gravity, episode 519. Right, first link of the day is over on code.google.com/APIs/feed. This is the Google Feed API. With this Feed API, you can download any public Atom, RSS, or media feed using only JavaScript, so you can easily mash up your feeds with your content and other APIs like the Google Map API. The Google Feed API takes the pain out of developing mashups in JavaScript, because you now mash up feeds using only a few lines of JavaScript rather than dealing with complex server-side proxies. This is really useful if you're trying to pull various components together and make some feeds. And obviously it's super, super fast because it's all based on the Google Cloud. Next link today is just wanted to drop into the Foursquare app gallery, because they have from time to time a whole bunch of different little mashups. There's one here documenting featured apps to do with food spotting, which I use. I also use Instagram, which was just shown there previously. People who are watching the video obviously will be able to see me scroll up and down. People who are listening to the Audio Gravity, go and check it out. It's on visual.fiberca.mp. There's also other ones here: eatdrink.it, Foursquare Mobile, probably best described as Mobile Foursquare. Squicker, check in quicker with Squicker. Quicker runs in the background. Let's have a look at that. I'm not really sure what that does. I haven't seen that one. Runs in the background of your Android phone and keeps track of your current location, saving you valuable time. No more skipping and checking because you're in a rush. Two touches all you need. You know, something like that we could really do with the iPhone. As soon as you're nearby to something, literally check in when you get to places that you're used to checking in at. Would be automatic check-ins would be great. SoundCloud iPhone app integrates it. There's a whole bunch of them. Have a good look through the app gallery, because there's a few little ways I discover geolocation apps through going through there. Next link today is from a weblog from an interface designer, web and iOS interface designer from London called Xander at rathersplendid.net. And I really love his blog because it's a really nice layout, very simplistic, three columns. Well, four columns, but three columns that scroll on the right hand side. Really nice spacing, really nice icons, loads of white space. Just a really, really nice blog. And I will be subscribing to this when I do that whole content thing, when I get an iPad. When the iPad 2 comes out, that's my sort of main mission, is to wait for the iPad 2. Next link today is chromography.com. In praise of the chrome logos and lettering affixed to vintage automobiles and electric appliances, those unsung metal emblems and badges that are overlooked, forgotten, damaged, lost to time, or the dump. A great, great Tumblr blog. It has a load of different styles, mainly 50s, I would have said, 50s and 60s, of Americana, you know, muscle cars, and I guess you get the occasional coffee machine from Italy in there as well. It's really good for inspiration. Next link, you've probably seen this before if you're really up on your iPhone, iPod, iPad apps. Osphora, Osphora HD for iPad, and Osphora for iPhone and iPod Touch are on the top of Twitter clients with their amazing features and design. I didn't get blown away by the design. I think it's simple. I think it's a nice layout. I think it's great if you're drunk, because it's quite easy to find all the stuff that you want on your iPod Touch. I'm really interested in playing around with it on the iPad. Obviously, I haven't really interacted with that whole sort of experience on the iPad yet, so I'm pretty excited to do that. And finally, last link today is Aiso.net, A-I-S-O.net, web hosting as nature intended. So they're a green server host, provide top-rated uptime, security, and performance technology without power outages, and they have a solar network as well, which is 100% off-grid. And I'll definitely be getting in touch with them about helpbuildthearc.com. That's it today. I'll speak to you soon. Cheers. Bye.